Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McAuliffe scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball towards center. Cardenal catches it and throws to first to double up Horton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Price and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-1 in the game. Vidal strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive towards short. Trasuski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lolick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0-for-2 in the game. Trasuski takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Northrup strikes out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a line drive towards first. Horton catches it and steps on first to double up Trasuski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Price and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 2 in the game. Vidal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salmon. Price reaches second base with a double. Stanley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Roer now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salmon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.